Dear poetry, I mean, dear Sarah Kay, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with you, and the Word was you, and so was my first date with you, spoken word poetry. The rose petals of smiles you usher through wordplay makes my heart wink, link every line to my life stories. Your words I drink, your choice of words is mink, brink the way you code pride in your voice. With due respect, Sarah Kay, I think spoken words found you. I mean, you are spoken words itself. A poem you wrote years back. Oh my God, the way your hands gave direction to every word that came out of your grounded body. The boots, the simplicity in your makeup. I knew that was what I wanted to be. Then I searched for more and more and more about you, indeed. If heaven has words, angel, so be you on earth. For the smooth touches of your poetry keeps me dreaming, beaming with smiles, skimming the one moment I can shout, oh my God, for your messages are redeeming. Seemingly touching the nipple spot of every word lover. Yes, the imaginary day dreaming as we nod in approval says a lot. Listen, Sarah, the time I followed you on Twitter, I searched and commented on everything, liked and retweeted because it was slicing. Felt beautiful. I don't even know whether you know your poetry inspires. I don't even know whether you know your poetry inspires and has made me to aspire to have an in-depth love for poetry. The intimacy between me and poetry has walked down the aisle by writing this piece as gate pass to meeting you one day. But Sarah, I have one little question I want to ask you. It's stupid though, but I hope you really give me an honest answer. I mean an honest answer. Why did you never date Phil Kay?